Next up, you will be listening to United Way Community Connections with Mike Affelberg.
United Way Community Connections. United Way Community Connections broadcasts every Monday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. right here on WSMN. In United Way Community Connections, you will be introduced to leaders from all of the great nonprofits in Greater Nashua, from caring for our children to our seniors, from helping our homeless pets to our at-risk vets, from learning the skills to get your GED, to dealing with trauma and substance abuse. Community Connections is the place to learn with Mike Affelberg about what's going on. Learn how you can help and make a difference from the experts. So sit back, grab a cup of coffee, and enjoy the show, which is making a difference in Greater Nashua. Here's your host, Mike Affelberg.
Well, good Monday morning, and welcome to the United Way Community Connections radio show. I'm your host, Mike Affelberg. It is our first show of the new year. It's Monday, January 8th, 2024. It's going to take a while to get used to saying that. I'll probably say 2023 a couple of times before I get used to it. But happy new year to all of you. We, of course, were not here last week because it was New Year's Day, and the week before because it was Christmas Day. So it seems like forever since I've been sitting in front of this microphone, dusting off the cobwebs, getting rolling. But, you know, some things don't change and some things do. One thing I will say is we got our first snowstorm. Of course, if you're listening in the Greater Nashua area, you are not surprised to hear me say that. But it was pretty nice over the weekend, I have to say. Looking out on Main Street today, it's a gorgeous, gorgeous blue sky. You know, the kind of day that you only get after a snowstorm here in New England. And, you know, it looks like we got about 12 inches or so, about a foot, give or take, depending upon where you are. And it looks really pretty out there. Looks like the DPW folks have been doing a great job cleaning up. Main Street is running. I know that they had a little bit of a school delay in Nashua today, but in other communities, mostly to get the roads cleared up, you know, for the school buses on the side streets and whatnot, make it safe for the kiddos. But so happy new year, and looks like we're off to a great one. I know that 2024 is going to be a fantastic year. I've got lots of personal goals. I'm sure you do as well. Love to hear what those are. For me, personal goals this year include my ongoing health journey. I'm gonna call it a journey because, well, it seems like any journey, it seems like it's gonna take forever. And so, you know, working on health, working on heart, you know, my heart health and blood pressure and cholesterol and all those things that ail oldies like me, oldie but goodies, I like to say. But working on that, got some personal life goals as well. At the end of January, my wife and I are going to be taking a trip with Rotary International, with the Rotary Club from our community. Just actually, I'm the only one going from Nashua that I know of, but other Rotarians from around New England, and going to a small town in Honduras, up in the mountains in Honduras, a village called Danli, and participating in a service project up there, school construction and medical and dental outreach, as well as clean water and sanitation. So that's a project that's been going on for many years, and I'm very excited. My wife and I are both going. Never been up to the mountains in Honduras. Been lots and lots of places in this world. That's a new one for me, and I'm excited to be going and just doing a week of service somewhere else. That you know, it's a small world. It's also a big world, and I think it's important for us to, you know, sort of step outside the community occasionally and help our fellow man in other places in the world. So excited about that project. Has nothing to do with work, taking a week of vacation to just do this. It's kind of one of the things my wife and I spoke about after I was in the Ukraine a couple of years ago, helping out with the refugees there. It's like, we'd like to do something somewhere to make our world a little bit better. If we can do something every year and we're so blessed, then we will do that. So that's exciting. That's on the personal side. You know, business-wise, oops, I just knocked over the, just knocked off the mouse off the table where I was about ready to pull up the screen that said, you know, what we've got going on at United Way for events. So I'm just going to kind of run through the list because we have a very, very jam-packed, exciting new year ahead. If you go to UnitedWayNashua.org, that's UnitedWayNashua.org, that's our website, and you click on the events tab, It's got all of our events listed out, and we have different kinds of events at United Way. I'm going to mention this because some of these are opportunities for you to get involved as a volunteer. Some of these are fundraisers. Some of these are what we call days of caring, which are impactful volunteer days. Some of them are just things we do in the community. So I'm just going to go through the first month or two so you kind of know what's coming up. And also, if there's something here which you're interested in supporting, you can get involved. So our very first two events coming up are in February. We have our, seventh annual, something like that, Shoebox Project for Seniors. Our Shoebox Project has been going on for a while now. The idea is to create care packages for seniors, in particular homebound low-income seniors in our community. So we have partners in the community like the Caregivers and Family Promise, Meals on Wheels, as well as Gateways Community Services. And they all have clients who are homebound low-income seniors. And so what we do is we create these care packages by soliciting donations from individuals and companies. This year's theme is all about social isolation. How we can get people, you know, back connected to each other. Tips and tricks and letters and cards and chocolates and teas and just generally nice outreach to this hard to reach population and getting them more connected back into the community. There are mental health issues around that, and they're just something which is really the right thing to do. We have an aging community, and increasingly these are populations that are difficult to support. So if you're interested in supporting seniors, the Shoebox Project is a great way to get involved. We are looking actively for individuals and businesses that would like to take up a collection drive, a donation drive, in your place of business. Maybe you're a retailer and you've got a storefront and you'd like to put a box out and have a flyer on there saying United Way Shoebox Project, and people can make a donation there and drop something off. So that's coming up beginning of February rather. Yeah, April 23rd is our, I'm going to want to say again, sixth annual community baby shower. It's another Day of Caring project. That is such an important event for us. Each year we put together, again, collection drives, donation drives, and on one day in April, we will have this Day of Caring where people from the community are referred to us. Families, new parents are referred to us by our partners that serve these families, like, again, Family Promise or Front Door Agency, Marguerite's Place, Gianna's Place, the Nashua Soup Kitchen, etc. And they come to us at our location, and we'll have the opportunity to get a lot of different things that we've gotten donated, everything from cribs and strollers to diapers and diaper bags, you know, baby diaper genies, you name it. If it's for a baby and a new mom, new dad, new family, it's perfect for the baby shower. Then we have what we essentially is a resource fair. It's like a vendor fair, but it's really very specialized. So our nonprofit partners like Southern New Hampshire Health or Southern New Hampshire Services or Mary's House will be there, and we'll talk about the services they have. We set it up so that each family has the opportunity to spend a few minutes learning about what's out there in a community. This is such a great event. Every year we serve at least 60 families or so. And there's lots of opportunity there to volunteer, to take up a drive, to refer somebody to the event. Last couple of quick events I want to mention. We have our Mother's Day bouquet event. That's around Mother's Day, of course. The weekend before Mother's Day, we take up a donation drive for money, in this case, to purchase flowers and through volunteers put together bouquets of flowers, roses, other types of flowers into bouquets that we distribute through our volunteers to all of the homeless moms in our community. You know, Mother's Day is a time when it's easy to, you know, we like to remember our moms. So maybe you're a mom, maybe you have a mom. I mean, look, if you're not a mom or you don't have a mom, I'm not sure who you are. But there are a lot of moms in our community that are homeless that will tend to get forgotten on this very special day of theirs. And this is it's a pure gesture of love. And it's a way for us to support those moms on their special day, make it a special day for them. And again, we work with our partners to make that happen. So that's a great project. I love that project. Frankly, it's probably my favorite day of the year, you know, besides my own birthday, that is. But it's a great day. So, and last but not least, we have coming up two other events in May, and I won't even get to June, but two other events in May. On May 10th, we're having our second ever Cheers to the Community. This is going to be a Friday evening at Fulcino Vineyard out in Hollis, and it's a fundraiser. Basically, you're going to buy tickets, a ticketed event. I forget how much the tickets are. It's a nice evening of wine with an educational program led by a professional sommelier. That is French for a wine dude. So there's going to be a professional wine dude there, and he's going to teach us about how to pair different wines with different foods. It's going to have appetizers and light food served along with wine. And last year we did this for the first time. It was just a really fun evening. It was really great. And honestly, just an easy date night kind of a thing. So look for that. Cheers to the community. And last but not least, in Thursday the 16th of May at the Nashua Public Library, we'll be having our third annual Greater Nashua Volunteer Fair. So that's organized by my colleague Sarah in conjunction with the library. We invite nonprofits from all across Greater Nashua to have a table and to speak with members, people who come from the community about their volunteer opportunities. Typically, we have 40 to 50 organizations represented, and we usually have a couple hundred people come through and connect to those opportunities. You know, at United Way, we're glad if you come volunteer for us at United Way. We're also even gladder if we can connect you to somebody for whom you can volunteer. You know, for us, a win is any person who gives back to the community, and volunteering is the best way to do that. So look for that as well. Lots going on. Again, go to unitedwaynashua.org. Click on the tab for events, and you'll see all of these things listed out. Lots of great ways to volunteer and get involved in the work that we're doing. So we have a great show today. We have two sets of interviews, as we normally do. Our first set of interviews will be with the Nashua Community College. We have a couple folks in that are going to talk about their new aviation program. And that's pretty exciting because there are lots of people in the community who are, you know, like my grandson, who's 2 years old. When he sees an airplane, he's like all about that. So aviation is kind of his thing, although I have to say when he sees a dump truck, he's equally excited. So he's all about transportation modalities, let's just say that way. But aviation is such a great career. You know, the workforce in aviation is a well-respected, highly paid, highly skilled profession. And we're going to talk a little bit about what they're doing at the community college for folks interested in that field, aviation. And then we're going to take a short break to hear from our sponsors. After that, our second interview will be with Cody, who's been on here before, our friend from the Nashua Community Music School. And we're going to talk a little bit about what they do. You're listening to the United Way Community Connections radio show. Happy New Year. I'm your host, Mike Affelberg. We'll be back in just about 3 minutes after we have a word from our sponsors.
I need to get some new shirts for my business.
Just call Sal.
Does he do screen printing also?
Just call Sal.
Does he embroider shirts too?
Just call Sal.
I also need business cards and brochures.
Just call Sal.
How about yard and lawn signs?
Just call Sal.
And promotional products to give my customers?
Just call Sal.
Who is Sal?
I'm Sal. My wife Jennifer and I are the proud owners of Fully Promoted of Southern New Hampshire. If you need embroidered or screen printed shirts, business cards, brochures, lawn signs, promotional products, and even personal protective equipment for your business or organization, just call me or stop by our showroom, conveniently located at 410 South River Road in Bedford, right off the Everett Turnpike. You can also visit our website at fullypromotedsnh.com. That's fullypromotedsnh.com. We are your one-stop shop for all your promotional needs. Fully Promoted of Southern New Hampshire. Our business is to help you grow your business.
Just call Sal.
Edgestone Properties is a leading home builder in Southern New Hampshire. With over 33 years' experience, Edgestone offers highly valued residential homes, including first-time buyer, luxury move-up, and senior community opportunities. Edgestone also offers well-located rental apartments, including active adult communities. Visit us at edgestoneproperties.com or call us at 603-889-5208 to learn more. You can also like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. That's 603-889-5208.
Since 1930, United Way of Greater Nashua has been your trusted partner to fight for the health, education, and financial stability of every person in every community. When a low-income child needs access to dental care, or parents need quality after-school programs where their kids can learn and be safe, United Way is there. When a person with disabilities needs a supportive day program where they can thrive, or a family loses its home and needs a place to regain financial stability, United Way is there. When a homebound senior needs food and supportive social connections, or when it comes time to die with dignity, United Way is there. The programs supported by your United Way are the heart and soul of Greater Nashua. When you volunteer or donate to United Way, you lift up the community where you live and you work. As a highly regarded nonprofit with Charity Navigator and GuideStar, you can be sure that your donations will be used for the work of making Greater Nashua stronger, smarter, and safer. Learn more and connect with us at UnitedWayNashua.org.
We all wander. The rocky beaches beckon, the mystical forest calls, and the steep hills of life lure us up and down. Sometimes we lose our way. It's okay. Come home to Wanderlust Therapeutic Services, a leader in behavioral health counseling. We take true pride in caring for you, yours, and our community's mental health and well-being. We're in this together, guiding you through whatever life throws your way. Life has a way of doing that. Get well. Get back to wandering. The world awaits. If you or someone close to you needs competent mental health care, call Wanderlust Therapeutic Services at 603-889-3553. Conveniently located at 400 Amherst Street in Nashua, right off Exit 8 on Route 3.
CrossNet offers IT services for small and medium-sized clients. We create tailor-made plans for your business's unique needs. From computer repairs to managing networks, servers and desktop services, CrossNet Inc. offers managed services, cybersecurity, data backups, virus, ransomware protection, web filtering, and more. For more information, go to crossnetinc.com or call for your personalized IT services today at 603-810-1000. CrossNet Inc. IT services keeps your businesses running when you are on the run.
Well, good Monday morning and welcome to the United Way Community Connections Radio Show. I'm your host, Mike Affelberg. It's Monday, January 8th, 2024. See, I said it twice now on the radio without making a mistake. It's still going to be something I know I'm going to mess up. Our show is on every single week, Mondays from 9 to 10 a.m. And generally speaking, our approach is to interview two different organizations, local organizations, nonprofits, community leaders who are active, you know, in making our community a place which is stronger, smarter, safer, healthier, and happier for all of us who live and work here. So every week you listen in, you get the opportunity to learn something new, something that you might be able to use as information to refer a friend to. You know, maybe you hear something, you're like, oh, you know, I know a guy and he's looking for something like that. And, you know, it just might be the opportunity you have to be helpful to that person. And I think we all need that in our lives. So maybe that can be our New Year's resolution, help somebody this year. And, you know, one of the ways you can help them is by referring them to educational opportunities that are taking place that they just might not know about. Now, we have had the community college, Nashua Community College, on here many times in the past, but it's always a different program, a different opportunity. We've never had an opportunity to talk about the two programs that we're going to discuss today. One of those is, and they're both really kind of brand new programs. Nutrition and Wellness is a program that's, it's associated with our bodies. It could be nursing, mental health. Nutrition and wellness is such an important, thing in our lives. At the end of the day, what do you have besides your health, right? So lots of career opportunities there. And, you know, aviation. Now, I don't know about you, but I've heard a lot of things on the news lately about aviation. There was just recently, there were two planes that collided recently. There's, on the runway. I don't remember exactly where that was. I bet you these guys do. There was, there's been talk about the workforce shortage in air traffic control. Lots of opportunities there for people to get great opportunities for careers and keep us safe in the skies. So I'm going to start out with aviation. I've got three people with me in the studio, which is pretty unusual. We're going to start with Doug Mitchell, who's the program coordinator for aviation. Doug, good morning.
Good morning.
And we also have Ron Jordan, who's an instructor in the same program. Ron, good morning.
Good morning to you.
So great having you guys here with me today. So maybe, Doug, why don't we start with you a little bit and talk just a little bit about aviation and the aviation program at Nashua Community College.
Sure, sure. My name's Doug Mitchell, program coordinator for aviation technology at Nashua Community College. The program's actually been there since the mid-90s, and when we say aviation technology, we're really talking about the maintenance of aircraft, you know, fixing them, refurbishing them, painting them, you know, that kind of thing. One exciting thing we've had recently is a couple really big grants from the Department of Education and the FAA. It really given us an opportunity to buy more modern equipment, expand, get more modern tools for training that. But in terms of newer programs, the two things we're really excited about is we're adding an aviation management associate's degree starting in the fall. And also we're looking at adding air traffic control. As you mentioned, there's been quite a shortage with, of course, maintainers, but also air traffic control controllers. Previously, there were programs in New England to do this, but as of now, they've closed down. So this is our opportunity to really take up that requirement and train the future controllers in you know, working with the FAA, of course. So we're very excited about that. Those are two recent things, and like I said, with the grants really re-energizing the aviation technology program, we're very excited about that.
So if I was a young person, which I'm not, by the way, if I was a young person and I had the energy, no, I had the desire to, you know, pursue a career in aviation, you know, what are some of the things I might be encountering? What are some of the things I might learn about along the way if I enrolled in one of your programs?
Well, first of all, you don't have to necessarily be a young person. I mean, obviously, we are experienced
instructors.
Well,
you can't be as old as me. That's for sure.
Well,
you probably don't have an age requirement. I'm
we
just joking.
Have had students up to 59.
Oh, well, there
classes.
I have one more year.
So, but generally, tends to skew towards the younger folks.
Sure.
But in our program, if you go into aviation technology, you learn about every system on the aircraft, you know, everything from the hydraulic systems to the electrical systems to what makes planes fly, how you paint them, you know, even repairing tires and brakes and things that you would think about when you think about automotive repair. But also, too, about the overall system in aviation, you know, how airports work, you know, how you're going to interact with the tower, you know, because when you're repairing aircraft, of course, you're doing that at an airfield. And so you need to understand all those other rules and the security rules. And in our program, we primarily look at preparing folks to get their airframe and power plant certification through the FAA, which is a test that they take after graduation. And we look at, you know, like I said, just every part of the system on aircraft, but also too, there's a couple different things once they graduate. They could go and work like for a major airline like Delta, you know, United, things like that. But then there's also small FBO, fixed base operations, like at the Nashua Airport, where they are looking at more general aviation, smaller planes, and then there's everything in between. There's business jets, there's helicopters. So there's really a wide range of opportunities for students once they graduate, and they get their A&P certification from the FAA. So
I'd imagine there's a lot of hands-on with this type of work. Where do you get your hands-on experience? You mentioned the local Nashua Airport. We have, of course, Manchester mm-hmm. Regional Airport. What's some of the hands-on exposure?
Well, actually, right on campus, we recently had a Cessna 172 donated to us. So we have that plane. We have two other planes we use. We have one for a lot of different engine stands. There's a lot of just engines we have and parts, and like you said, it's very hands-on. You know, the students are soldering, they're doing riveting, they're, you know, doing everything that they would encounter on an actual aircraft, and then likewise too, going to do it on an actual aircraft, and also to going to, we have industry partners that we go to visit and see more of the different types of industry part jobs that are out there. And also to the different types of, you know, requirements and schedules and just kind of what it really means to be an aviation technology professional today. And there's a lot of things out there, and they're definitely in demand, that's for sure. So
yeah, most definitely they are. And air traffic control is one of those that's really in demand. Tell us a little bit about that program. How I understand it's a brand new program. So sure. How will that work?
Currently, we're going after a CTI certificate, which is a collegiate training initiative the FAA has. And by doing that, our program will pretty much take part of the burden of training the controllers at the college. And then afterwards, once the controllers graduate, they would continue to do some training with the FAA, either at the academy or at individual towers or locations. There's a lot of equipment required for that because there's tower simulators and radar simulators that the students are required to get a lot of experience with. Obviously, a lot of training and regulations and rules and a lot of practice. The nice thing is we've got, you know, Boston Center here in Nashua and Boston Tracon in Merrimack. So there's some great partners here in the area that we can leverage on, both from, hey, showing the students what a real thing looks like, but also too in terms of instructors and partnerships and things, which is great. But that program, we will have to get that CTI certification and then get the equipment in place. But the good news is we've got some instructors that are helping us out from previous programs in the area, and we're building syllabus. We've got a program set ready to go. So,
yeah. Now I mentioned that recent crash, and I looked it up while we were talking. That was in Japan. That was this,
yeah. It was a Coast Guard, right?
It was an airplane that was doing some relief support work after the earthquakes, and then there was a commercial airliner that crashed. You know, passenger line crashed into it on the runway.
Mm-hmm.
Quite an incident. But I just want to mention that that's what that was, since I couldn't remember. I just remember there was something in the news. So, Ron, tell us a little bit about your role. What classes do you teach? And tell us a little bit about each of those.
Well, the classes that I teach are the classes that teach the skills and the needed skill sets that allow the participant to attain their accreditation to then go to the FAA and test for their airframe and power plant. So basically, I teach people to be aircraft mechanics. That's what we do. I teach all kinds of different topics. We do teach, as he mentioned, hydraulics, but fuel, electrics, brakes, everything. We riveting from the skin, inside and out, airframe. And I teach all those different topics. We have a couple other instructors that are more engine people, and they teach those topics. So we all kind of specialize in the areas that we're suited for. But basically, we love to take students in that have an aptitude to take things apart and once in a while successfully put them back together again. Yeah. And
So with me, you got half of that right, because I love taking things apart and I really can't put anything back together.
Well,
so
that's the thing. We teach you that, yeah, it's very important that you get it back together again and it works when it's done. So that's very important. But so those are the type of students that I really like to get, are the people that like to work with their hands, but they then have to be molded, if you will, to follow the regulations that the government sets down, because you have to do it the right way the first time, all the time. And so
probably lots of interesting subjects there, aerodynamics, metallurgy, quality control, testing, all of that stuff.
Absolutely. Yep. Really? Non-destructive testing, x-rays, all kinds of electromagnetic impulses, and everything that makes a plane tick is what we teach at the college. So we do produce some good quality candidates. They get hired. There's plenty of jobs out there. A lot of our industry partners, every time we go visit them, they're telling, give us your resume. You know, we get the seniors really to give them their resumes. There's a lot more job opportunities than we have students right now out there, because of COVID. So
And speaking about number of students, how many students go through all of the aviation programs combined, and including the new one that's coming up?
This past fall, we had 24 students total, and the new programs are set to start in the fall, so don't know how many we'll have there. But we're looking at about 15 students per class on average. But, you know, the like I said, the other ones haven't started yet, so.
And I'm assuming that if somebody was interested, they would just call over to NCC, speak to the admissions department, have a, you know, set up a meeting and come
Absolutely.
On over.
And then contact me directly or contact Ron or, you know.
Perfect.
Absolutely.
And can I throw out the admissions phone number for you?
Of course you can. What a great thing. I was going to ask if anybody knew that.
Awesome. All right. So admissions is 516-572-7346 or admissions at ncc.edu.
And it's a great website you guys have as well, ncc.edu. It's all there. It's very easy to find, very easy to navigate. So thank you for throwing that out there. I appreciate that, Ron.
Thank you.
All right. And we'll use that as a lead-in, although that's it's not a seamless lead-in, but it's a lead-in. Speaking with Allison Rayum, who's overseeing the program for nutrition and wellness at NCC. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, good morning.
Good morning.
So our nutrition and wellness degree is... Basically, it's focusing on the study of food and how it affects health and the growth growth of our bodies. So this degree in particular is going to focus on the community, global perspective with food, nutrition, health, the well-being of the human system, and basically what surrounds it. So it's a combination of health science and culinary arts that we are merging together. So you're looking at job opportunities from healthcare, medical, down to... the culinary industry, dietitians, food science, animal therapists, sports therapy, the list really goes on. It's just giving students a really nice basis on nutrition and what makes your body tick.
You know, that is so important. I just watched just coincidentally over the weekend, my wife and I discovered a four-part series on Netflix, a series called You Are What You Eat, which was about some really interesting scientific studies recently done on twins. Mm-hmm. You're nodding your head. Have you seen this?
I have not seen it yet, but I have heard of it. It's on the list.
So it's an easy watch, and it's fascinating. I've been moving towards a whole food, plant-based diet for about 2 years now. My wife has grudgingly been coming along with me. And it talks about, you know, the effect of two different diets, an omnivorous diet, which includes meat and dairy, and a purely vegan diet, a plant-based diet. And they take twins who are as biologically identical as we can get, and they put them on this very regimented side-by-side thing, and they do all the scientific measurements, blood work, EKGs, brain scans, you know, all sorts of stuff. And they look at over 8 weeks what happens. It is so interesting to see. And what a fascinating field to be in these days.
Yeah, I mean, the human body is cool. I mean, if you really look into it. But, you know, everyone's so focused on their health and, you know, eating healthy and exercising. And there's so much more to it than eating healthy and exercising. It's the basis, but it's what surrounds us. It's what we put in our body, how our diets are, our activity levels, our genetic makeup. You know, there's only so much we can do with what we were born with. So, you know, really taking a deep dive into that through all of our classes and giving students the opportunity to learn more, micros, macros, dietetics, the global scaling system that, you know, our clinicians use, and all of that will be a nice touch.
Absolutely. Your gut biome. I mean, yep. There's so many trillions of bacteria. Like, we are more bacteria, non-human bacteria, than we are actually human cells. It's really, really interesting.
Yeah, it's very fascinating. And we're adding also a couple of new courses that just NCC students in general can take, one of them being food science. So now we're taking more of a science-based course, and we're looking at proteins, lipids, fats, how they react with saliva under certain temperature constraints. So we're adding different aspects that nobody else really in this area is offering at this point. We've kind of fluctuated, you know, with COVID as to to what the food industry needs and what hospitality needs and what the health needs are. And this is kind of where we're settling, and it's very exciting.
It is super exciting, and it's so important. There's so many different ways in which you can go with these fields too. Mm-hmm. I mean, you mentioned a couple of them, but you can also go into medicine. You can go into, you know, nursing. You can go into culinary arts. There's a million different directions you can go with this, or you can go somewhere else entirely different and just know something about how the human body works and interacts with food and health and wellness. So really great stuff. How many students would you say overall in the program anticipated?
So we're anticipating about 12 to 15. Again, we're launching in the fall of this year. So we're starting the enrollment process. Again, you can contact admissions. But, you know, we're hoping for the 12 to 15 range for our freshman class, and then it'll just grow from there. So Very helpful.
That's fantastic. Thank you. Maybe I will enroll in that. Because I'm more capable in that area than I am putting planes back together. I just have to say. So, Allison Rayum from Health and Nutrition Science Studies. I know I got that a little bit wrong.
Nutrition
and Wellness at National Community College. Doug and Ron from the Aviation Programs at National Community College. Ron, I'm going to let you finish up with reading those numbers out again and how somebody gets a hold of you.
Sure. The admissions number is 516-572-7346 or admissions@ncc.edu.
Fascinating. Thank you guys so much for coming and joining us today. I appreciate that. Happy New Year to you.
Yep, Happy New Year.
And let's make it a great year at Nashua Community College.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. So we're going to take another quick break. And after the break, I'll be back on with our second interview, and that's with Cody Switzer. Cody is with the Nashua Community Music School. Talk a little bit about what's new over there and some of the great programs that they have going on. You're listening to the United Way Community Connections radio show. I'm your host, Mike Affelberg.
I need to get some new shirts for my business.
Just call Sal.
Does he do screen printing also?
Just call Sal.
Does he embroider shirts too?
Just call Sal.
I also need business cards and brochures.
Just call Sal.
How about yard and lawn signs?
Just call Sal.
And promotional products to give my customers?
Just call Sal.
Who is Sal?
I'm Sal. My wife Jennifer and I are the proud owners of Fully Promoted of Southern New Hampshire. If you need embroidered or screen printed shirts, business cards, brochures, lawn signs, promotional products, and even personal protective equipment for your business or organization, just call me or stop by our showroom, conveniently located at 410 South River Road in Bedford, right off the Everett Turnpike. You can also visit our website at fullypromotedsnh.com. That's fullypromotedsnh.com. We are your one-stop shop for all your promotional needs. Fully Promoted of Southern New Hampshire. Our business is to help you grow your business.
Just call Sal. CrossNet offers IT services for small and medium-sized clients. We create tailor-made plans for your business's unique needs. From computer repairs to managing networks, servers and desktop services, CrossNet Inc. offers managed services, cybersecurity, data backups, virus, ransomware protection, web filtering, and more. For more information, go to crossnetinc.com or call for your personalized IT services today at 603-810-1000. CrossNet Inc. IT Services keeps your businesses running when you are on the run.
Edgestone Properties is a leading home builder in Southern New Hampshire. With over 33 years experience, Edgestone offers highly valued residential homes, including first-time buyer, luxury move-up, and senior community opportunities. Edgestone also offers well-located rental apartments, including active adult communities. Visit us at edgestoneproperties.com or call us at 603-889-5208 to learn more. You can also like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. That's 603-889-5208.
We all wander. The rocky beaches beckon, the mystical forest calls, and the steep hills of life lure us up and down. Sometimes we lose our way. It's okay. Come home to Wanderlust Therapeutic Services, a leader in behavioral health counseling. We take true pride in caring for you, yours, and our community's mental health and well-being. We're in this together, guiding you through whatever life throws your way. Life has a way of doing that. Get well. Get back to wandering. The world awaits. If you or someone close to you needs competent mental health care, call Wanderlust Therapeutic Services at 603-889-3553. Conveniently located at 400 Amherst Street in Nashua, right off Exit 8 on Route 3.
Since 1930, United Way of Greater Nashua has been your trusted partner to fight for the health, education, and financial stability of every person in every community. When a low-income child needs access to dental care, or parents need quality after-school programs where their kids can learn and be safe, United Way is there. When a person with disabilities needs a supportive day program where they can thrive, or a family loses its home and needs a place to regain financial stability, United Way is there. When a homebound senior needs food and supportive social connections, or when it comes time to die with dignity, United Way is there. The programs supported by your United Way are the heart and soul of Greater Nashua. When you volunteer or donate to United Way, you lift up the community where you live and you work. As a highly regarded nonprofit with Charity Navigator and GuideStar, you can be sure that your donations will be used for the work of making Greater Nashua stronger, smarter, and safer. Learn more and connect with us at UnitedWayNashua.org. Well, good Monday morning, and welcome to the United Way Community Connections Radio Show. I'm your host, Mike Affelberg. It's Monday, January 8th, 2024. Each and every week, we're here from 9 to 10 a.m. speaking with leaders from the community, organizations, nonprofits. We just spoke with the Nashua Community College about some of their programming, and now I have in the studio Cody Switzer. Cody is with the Nashua Community Music School, and we're going to talk a little bit about what they've got going on as well. Cody, how is your how are your holidays?
Oh, they were quite good. Thanks for having me on, by the way. It was a very nice, chill holiday, and now I'm just getting back into the swing of things.
Yeah, you know, nothing like a nice, relaxing, not much. But you were actually, I saw you just before the holidays, and it was great to see you actually as a performer. You and one of your students came to my Rotary Club, the Rotary of Nashua West, and played a little mini concert for us. It was so great.
Yeah. Tibor is one of my students that we've been studying together for about 2 years since some change, and it was really great to bring some Christmas tunes. Hava Nagila was also a really fun one to be able to put together for us.
It was all on the guitar, which was fantastic. Yeah. And I'm not just talking like strumming along. It was like, you know, picking and really, it was fantastic.
Fancy guitar playing, I like to think.
It was fancy guitar playing. Yes, absolutely. Or guitar playing. As you're from Alabama, right? So we can call it guitar playing?
Fancy guitar playing is usually, if I was to really lean into it.
Well, I have to say, you've been working on your accent. You're sort of losing the Southern and...
When I was growing up, I had a speech therapy because I had a lisp. So coincidentally, as they help curb the lisp, they curb my accent. So I just have naturally a lot more control. So even growing up in the South, around my family, I would be kind of an odd one out of the bunch because no one could really be like, "Oh, where's your accent? Oh, you mean this one right here?"
That's so funny. You know, different people are so different with their accents. Yeah, we were talking during the break about being in Germany and learning a foreign language. I can hear myself speak pretty well. Mm-hmm. So I know when I speak German, I can hear, you know, the words that I struggle with that sound very American and the words that, you know, and you can kind of self-regulate. My daughter, not at all. She can't hear herself speak. And when she was learning German as a little kid, because we had like a bilingual household, it was just horrible. It was like so hard to listen to. I'm like, Casey, you just sound so bad. She had no idea, you know. And then we lived in Texas for a couple of years. And when she was really little, and when she started speaking German with a Texas drawl, it was just, I know this is not going anywhere.
Deutsche.
Yeah, pretty much that, exactly. So what's going on these days at the Nashua Community Music School? What's new for the new year?
Also, coming up real close, we actually have a couple of early childhood group classes coming up. So we have our mini musicians, and actually I have these pulled up because I just wanted to make sure. So mini musicians is an early childhood music class that introduces the fundamentals of music in a fun and energetic environment. This is a 9-week course for ages 4 through 7. Taught by our full-time faculty member Holly Boyven. And if you're wondering, like, is this right for my child, we have a Monday and a Tuesday section, but we also have a free trial class coming up next Monday, January 15th, from 4:30 to 15:00. So if you want to be able to just come on by, test it out, see if it's right for your kid, and then ask us in the office our thoughts on the matter, then you can totally do that. If you want to go to our website, nashuacms.org, you can be able to sign up today for either registering for the Monday, Tuesday mini music positions or sign up for our trial class.
And where, generally speaking, do your classes take place?
They take place at 2 Lock Street, which is right next door to First Church. You just come right on in and it'll be on our performance stage.
Fantastic. Oh, I was on your website earlier, and nashuacms.org, we mentioned. And one of the things that really stands out for me, I think people would be interested in, is the whole area of music therapy.
Yeah.
So what is music therapy at the Community Music School entail? What sort of things do you offer?
So music therapy is the clinical and evidence-based use of music interventions to accomplish individualized goals within a therapeutic relationship. So that's just kind of the more clinical definition. definition. So it helps tackle non-musical problems such as mental and behavioral health, movement and executive function through musical means. An example of that could be someone who suffered into a car wreck and thus is having to learn how to walk and then using rhythmic patterns to be able to walk to a beat and thus helping the progress of that executive function in that movement. That's just one example right there. So we have multiple different ways we partner with different organizations. We're trying to start something with the Southern New Hampshire Regional Medical Center. We have partnerships with the Adult Learning Center. We have partnerships with Bridges. And we also have contracted music therapists on staff to provide music therapy services every single day.
That's really fantastic and such an important area. I mean, music is kind of the universal language. Yeah. I don't know if it's music or mathematics, but one or the two, or maybe both.
I feel like they kind of connect a lot. I usually have those thoughts of like, is music different from math? And I feel like if you really think about it, you could find ways to connect them both.
Yeah, so. Music is different than math in one fundamental way. I like music. And I don't like
touché.
So the other thing I wanted to mention is, you know, I think the snowstorm this weekend got me thinking about summer.
Oh.
And summer is something which is always on our minds. You know, we all enjoyed the snow. I'm sure you did as well.
Playing
the snow. It was great. Novelty is nice. February will come around. March will come around. April will come around. It'll still be snowing.
Yep.
We'll be not happy about that.
Yeah.
And we'll be dreaming of summer. Summer camps. Now, you offer some summer camp programs at Nashua Community Music School. Tell us about that, and is it too early for people to inquire or start signing up?
So right now, we haven't finalized the schedule of events. We're working with the Nashua Parks and Rec Department to finalize that. All the outdoor camps will take place in Greeley Park. All the indoor camps will take place at the Nashua Community Music School, once again at 2 Lock Street next to First Church. Some examples of programs that we had before is Rise Up and Create, where children from ages 8 to 14 are able to use music to solve social issues. And we also have younger children camps such as Music Safari or Music Around the World, where children can be able to experiment with instruments from either around the world or different types of instruments. But right now, we haven't gotten a full schedule up just as yet.
Okay, so keep an eye on that. And again, the information, I'm sure, will be live on NashuaCMS.org. You probably have Facebook as well.
Yeah. If you want to follow us on Facebook or Instagram, NashuaCMS, I post all the stuff right there.
I don't understand how Instagram works, so I won't be doing that. Instagram drives me crazy. It's like when you see something on Instagram and it just disappears. And then something new comes, and then it just disappears.
Yep.
And I don't understand that because I want to spend as much time looking at something as I want and then be done with it.
Yep.
So
I have to post it multiple different ways so that way that is that one way someone will see it, and otherwise they'll never see it again.
That's hilarious. Yeah. Absolutely. So this is where my daughter would be saying, "Oh, Dad, you're such an old aging boomer." Like, man, but I don't know. Anyway, I have no control. Scholarships are an important part of the community music school. Yep. I know that you know, your mission of the programming that you do and bringing it to the community is also, it's important to you that you don't, that economic status, socioeconomic status, mm-hmm. the ability to pay is not a burden, not an impair, mm-hmm. not something which gets in the way. So you do offer some scholarships.
We
is
do.
That right?
So the mission of the Nashua Community Music School is to provide innovative music programming that's accessible to all. And one of the ways we want to make it accessible to all is by eliminating those financial barriers. Currently, we are on a freeze for scholarships. We need, we are inquiring for more funding. So this is kind of a personal ask for any sponsors or donations to be able to help out and providing that scholarship for children so they can have music either for a severely discounted cost.
Yeah, I was looking at your donate page, and it's got some sponsorship levels listed out, some donation levels, and it's pretty great. I mean, you know, it's for everywhere from $25, which provides a free musical playgroup for the community, mm-hmm. to sort of mid-range, say $250, which brings a free concert to low-income seniors, mm-hmm. puts on a whole concert at an organization, which is fantastic, and that $1,000, you know, provides a scholarship for a student for an entire year of music lessons, which is really fantastic. So lots of different ways to give financially to support the music school.
Yeah, I always like to say, like, whatever donation, no matter how I hesitate to say how big or small, it has a ripple effect. So while it may also help out with providing a free concert for our low-income senior residents, that that donation that helps with that allows us to use the monies that we've gotten through our grants to be able to provide students with more financial aid. So even when you donate just for that low-income senior residence concert, just know that your money has that ripple effect that could help multiple different avenues.
Absolutely. And then, of course, the other ripple effect is tell your friends, I supported the music school. Are there, by the way, opportunities for people to volunteer at the community music school?
Yeah, you can either, we have it on our website, you can go volunteer, but I always like to say you can email me, cody.switzer@nashuacms.org, or if you want to email info@nashuacms.org, or message us on Facebook to be able to sign up for volunteer opportunities. I'm the one who always keeps on top of that.
That's really great. Now, I also wanted to ask, are you also looking for new board members occasionally?
Occasionally, yes. Right now, we're in a good spot for our board members, but we always like to see who is interested. We have a friends group of NCMS. That's kind of like the way to start off. If you're looking into becoming more involved with the music school, you want to pursue becoming a board member, we do have a group called the Friends of Nashua Community Music School. So if you want to be a part of that, that is the first step there, I would think.
And it's a great board that you already have. Mm-hmm. You know, board of directors can kind of be the backbone of any nonprofit, really. Donna Krause as your vice chair is fantastic. I've known Donna for years, but
Paul, teach her son guitar lessons too.
No kidding. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Paul Belfiore. Paul and I have known each other forever. He's your treasurer. Yeah. Paul is the owner of Merrimack Tax Associates in Merrimack, and he's you know, he's fantastic. I know Annabelle Hilton, she's involved with Sohegan Valley Chamber. So great board of directors. Fantastic. So, you know, in the minute or two that we have left, Cody, any last things that we should know about the Nashua Community Music School, how people can get involved, programs they don't know about, what the new year holds ahead?
So the biggest thing I would mention is that we're always looking for program sponsors. We're looking for ways to be able to continue our mission of providing innovative music programming accessible to all. So either providing a donation, however big or small, or being able to sponsor a program, sponsoring a recital, sponsor a musical play group, helps us be able to accomplish that mission. And I also want to mention just one more early childhood group class we'll have called Broadway Star Search, which is a perfect for ages 7 to 10 for any young singing actor looking to dive headfirst into the world of musical theater. We will be doing a trial class for that here soon. Just keep up to date on our Facebook and Instagram. You'll be able to find out there. And if you want to know more, give us a call at 603-881-7030.
Cody, fantastic. Thank you for coming on today and joining me for this first show of the new year.
What?
So excited about the Nashua Community Music School, everything you're doing in our great community. NashuaCMS.org is the website for more information about how to donate, volunteer, or some other programs. Thank you, Cody.
Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. So we're about wrapping it up for the week. We will not be back next week with the show because it's Martin Luther King Day, and that's a holiday for us and for many of you as well. Until then, enjoy playing out in the snow, and until a week from 2 weeks from now, please remember to be kind to one another, because great things really do happen when we live united.